5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, April 28th edition. I got a message sent to me from Missy just now. This is one of her friends who have been on the program and been on the patches as well. She says, good morning, Missy. I was talking to a friend of mine who I helped get on the patches along with his wife. Dr. Len is a pharmacist and naturopathic doctor. Karen, his wife, is an OB physician. She had surgery on her neck years ago, but was left with chronic neck pain, so bad that she needed morphine and Paracet to ease her pain. He said in the mornings, which are the worst for her, she'd actually have to take a double dose of both of them to get her day started. 1 week into using the patches, she stopped taking any of her pain medications. She's been using the X39 Aeon and Ice Wave patches. She told him that she was not going to go off the patches to see if the pain would come back, because whatever these things are, whatever they do, they are working. So just wanted to send that to you as well. Again, folks, it all has to do with frequencies. It all has to do with cells getting restarted, getting the fuel that they need, working in concert with CBD products from Patriots Relief, the patches. All of this is interconnected. And it even has a story out that I sent to Missy. We didn't get into a lot of detail about it, but they finding out that a lot of this could be avoided early on, earlier the better, to prevent cognitive decline, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all kinds of things they're finding that are stopping from coming because of these patches and other things that are out there available that modern medicine doctors with prescriptions and their pads don't want you to know about, maybe because they don't even know about this stuff. So again, text me, Missy. I'll send you the link to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, as well as the phone number, 269-964-4044. Missy has sent Vicky and I some patches. We're going to start wearing these on a regular basis and see if they start helping us with our issues as well. And we'll let you know our results as we start using them. So we're excited. We'd like you guys to know more about this technology, and that's why we have her on the show every week to talk about it. Now, one story we've been dealing with, we've been following this from the beginning. This story comes to us from Friday afternoon after the show, because the deadline was Friday at midnight. When I did the story earlier on, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday last week, as of Monday, I read the story about the House Republicans and Democrats submitting earmarks, things, money that they want in the budget for this upcoming year, specific to their districts. Well, at the time when I talked about, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, Monday, 99 earmarks totaling $307 million. Well, as of Wednesday, going into Thursday, it had gotten up to $1.5 billion. Well, As of midnight last Friday, heading into Saturday morning this weekend, the final number before the deadline shut off, $3 billion in earmarks. Additionally, Senate earmarks coming into an additional $1 billion. So the deadline as of midnight, legislators requested more than $4 billion with 531 different requests to be included in this upcoming year's budget for fiscal year 2026. House members were required under House Rule Number 52 to submit their earmark requests to be publicly displayed on the Michigan House of Representatives website. This is also something that Governor Gretchen Whitmer encouraged in her 2025 State of the State Address. Well, on the House website, none of the senators were listed as sponsors or co-sponsors, despite having House Rule 52 stating that the House would not pass a budget that doesn't meet certain transparency requirements when it came to earmarks. Speaker Hall said on Friday, the earmark requests needed to be met in order for the requirements to be considered in the House. If they're not met, they will not pass, regardless of whether it came from a senator or a state representative, said Speaker Matt Hall. Additionally, House Republican Communications Director Gideon D'Alessandro said the first route the Senate could have taken was to have earmarks included, so that if they were to be adopted, or they would adopt a similar rule or practice for their own appropriations, that would be the best way to go. However, a senator with a special project funding request needs to have a representative in the House sponsor their earmark. The forms ask questions such as which House district the project would be in or who the co-sponsoring legislators are. In some cases, senators are now being listed as co-sponsors. So amazing. Monday, they do the study. They look at the analysis of the public requests. $307 million. By Thursday, it was up to $1.5 billion. And by Friday night, $3 billion in the House and $1 billion in the Senate. So if you're looking at an $80 billion budget, folks, roughly 5% of the overall budget is being earmarked pet projects for these elected representatives and senators. What is an earmark? Well, it's a special funding request for a certain project that has nothing to do with the state's constitution. Zero. Absolutely nothing. So as a result, what you're looking at is basically pork barrel spending. But they can go back into their district, whether it's a state house district or a Senate district, and say, this is what I did for you. This is monies I'm bringing into the district for these specific projects. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. 5% of the purported budget proposal in earmarks. Well, the budget process is continuing, and we'll see where this ends up. Basically heading up to the end of April, and they haven't even gotten out of the Appropriations Committee yet. There's no way There's no way this budget is going to be done before summer break. Absolutely no way it's going to get done before July 1st. Now, one other interesting thing, the House and the Republican caucus, realizing that they're not going to get a budget done before summer, they may not even get one done before the deadline, which is September 30th at midnight. They went ahead and passed basically a continuing resolution. $20 billion to keep the government open after October 1st. They believe, probably with good reason, that they're not going to reach a budget. It's not going to happen in the House, the Senate, and it's something that the governor definitely probably would not sign. Well, they went ahead and passed it, and it's sitting right now in the Senate. The only way they're going to put it to a vote in the Senate, very simple. They look like they're going to shut the government down. They got to do something last minute, probably around 11 o'clock on September 30th. They might just pull it out and vote it through. So we'll see where this goes. One last short little story. Let's see, do I have enough time? No, I don't. I don't have enough time to get into that one. So let's go to this one. House Speaker Matt Hall continuing to have press conferences, announcing that tomorrow, Tuesday, marks President Trump's 100 days in office. He didn't get sworn in until January 20th. Well, the Senate still is short one state senator, marking now that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, refuses to announce a special election to fill the vacancy in the 35th state senate district. As Donald Trump gives an interview tomorrow night on ABC News marking his first 100 days, Governor Gretchen Whitmer still has not filled a vacancy in the state Senate. When is she going to do it? Asked Matt Hall at his press conference on Friday afternoon. Short break. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I got a text message last night from Dave Ajima, a good patriot brother friend. Absolutely love him and his wife, Barb. Dave had surgery on his back once again. He's been dealing with chronic back pain for years. When he was a jet fighter pilot, he flat out abused his body. He just did things that the G-forces were just unbelievable to his back, to his spine. He sent me this message last night. He says, Randy, I'm really hurting. When he had the surgery in his back, for some reason, bacteria got in there and he got infected. His spine got infected. The bacteria is growing up my back, even though I'm on a strong antibiotic. My nerves are so shot that I'm trembling. I'm about as weak as I've ever been. Can't sleep. My skin burns all over, and he's actually shedding. He's actually peeling his skin all over his body. He said, I know God says that he doesn't give us more than we can take, but I feel like he's really pushing the envelope on this one. If I survive this, I will have a testimony for those who are sick. He said, being weak and tired sucks. I'd like you guys to join me right now in a prayer for Dave Ajima. Father God, we come to you this morning. We ask that you put your healing hand on our brother Dave. We ask that whatever treatments his doctors are giving, that they work. That the infection, Lord, is removed from his body, from his spine, and stop all of these issues that he's having. Father God, we ask that you absolutely give him peace and calmness and understand that healing is on the way. Father, you can do this. We know you can do it. You are the healer. You are the master. You are the creator of heaven and earth. And Father, we know that you can heal our brother Dave. Please, 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 Lord God, heal his body, restore him to his perfect health, and continue, Father, to absolutely bless him and his family and his wife and give them peace and comfort as they are going through this extremely horrific time. Father, we thank you. We thank you for answering these prayers. We thank you absolutely for answering these prayers and restoring him to perfect health. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys for doing that. Hold him in prayer today, this week. As you pray, as you have a meal, make sure you say something about Dave Ajima and that he gets restored as quickly as possible. Take this pain away. Give him the ability to sleep. Stop this nerves, pain, this trembling. Give him peace, Father, is what we ask. And restore him to perfect health. We absolutely thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for doing this. Now, one last thing I do want to say today on this show is many people in our listening area are having health issues. I just got another text from somebody that her husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in late August. Go to Missy's website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Click on the stem cell patches, get a free phone consultation, or give her office a call, 269-964-4044. Give her a call. Talk to them about it. They'll send the patches out. I got a text message from Officer Rick. He says while he was on vacation, he did something to his back. He immediately put on an X39 patch, and he said it completely took care of his back issue. He said, I believe in these patches as much as I believe in Missy's weight loss program. So please reach out directly to her. Go to the website, again, truckerrandyhealth.com. Click on stem cell patches or weight loss program, whichever you would like, and schedule an absolutely free phone consultation. Let them explain the stuff to you more in detail. Absolutely believe in the program, believe in the patches. You need to get a hold of her directly. Again, if you want, text me, Missy, and I'll send you the website. I'll send you the phone number, and you can get in contact. Just make sure you tell them you heard it on our show so she can monitor her advertising budget and take care of you guys. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Again, just text me, Missy, and I'll send you the information. Hour number three, today's show, short break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a